You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Wednesday, 2.06 p.m. But listen, as I move into my comments, my monologue, my opening statements, what if I told you that your opinion not only did not matter, but you were prohibited from sharing your opinion in any way? Any way at all. No Facebook posts, no town hall meetings, no letters to the editor, no calls to Right Side Radio, nothing. Nothing at all. Your opinion is just forbidden. If they want your opinion, they'll tell you what it is first, right? Now, some of you may be thinking that you're feeling that way now. Well, you're not. Not by a long shot. In fact, your voice maybe your greatest weapon. And it doesn't have to mean that you're always right, or that your resume is the strongest among all the people you know, or that you have some amazing pedigree or advanced diploma from an elite university. The voice of the average citizen is still one of the greatest forces for freedom anywhere in the world, especially here where the argument exists that the freedom of speech is an actual right, not a privilege, an actual right. So before I go any further, let me just be straight up. If you're told that your opinion is out of order, unwanted, unnecessary, or you should go sit in the corner and just be quiet, well, I'll be honest with you, you have a decision to make. The question you have to ask yourself are, do you go away and not make a sound that could ruffle a feather or two? Or do you speak up knowing that the Founding Fathers took this very question into consideration and decided that the very first amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the very first one, should preserve the right to voice your opinion? And I say, don't go quietly. Now, let me be clear on something. The fact that you can speak doesn't mean you should, right? And no, I'm not crawfishing here. What I'm saying is that there's a lot to be said for having the wisdom and maturity to know when to bridle your tongue and when to let her rip. And once you speak, you need to be able to ably defend your opinion. You need to be able to back it up. Don't go quietly, but don't go off half-cocked is what I'm saying. And it reminds me of an amazing man that I read about once. I don't know if you've heard of him or not. His name was Watchman Nee. If you've ever heard of his story, it's an amazing story, all of which is true, by the way. And there needs to be, they need to do a feature-length movie about the life of Watchman Nee. Now, Watchman Nee was a Chinese citizen. He was born in 1903, and this was in the pre-communist era. Christianity was sort of grudgingly accepted as part of society, with missionary schools being very common in certain parts of China. Watchman Nee, whose birth name was Nee Tushang, he became a Christian in 1920 when he was 17, and he immediately began making waves in Chinese society. Over time, he wrote numerous books. He helped to found a non-denominational church that focused on meetings in homes and small groups. The name of his church was loosely translated as the Little Flock, but it grew, and it was not really that little when taken in its totality. At one point, it was estimated that upwards of 1 million citizens of China had adopted the Christian faith, and of those, 10% were members of Watchman Nee's little flock. When the Communist Party came to power in 1949, religion fell out of favor, and like many others, Watchman Nee was deemed suspect, and his opinions were considered heresy, and he became a target of the Chinese Communist Party government. But at every step, he maintained his faith. He spoke about it openly. In 1952, he was arrested and imprisoned, and over the next years in a series of kangaroo courts, he was eventually charged and convicted with conspiring to do damage to the Communist Party and sentenced to do 15 years in prison with labor for the purpose of reform and re-education. Except it didn't work. Watchman Nee would not be quiet. I was told by somebody that at one point, the party officials in charge of his imprisonment, they had to start switching out guards every day because he kept leading them to Christianity. They would send in a new guard, and Nee would lead them to faith in Christ, and they would send in a new guard, and it kept happening again. In 1967, though, Nee's sentence was due to be over, but the Communist Party refused to let him go. Without any further sentencing or another court hearing, he was deemed too dangerous, so they just delayed, and they delayed for 5 more years, and Watchman Nee died in prison in 1972. You might think that sounds like a sorry end to a difficult life, but his legacy, the legacy that came from speaking out, His legacy is said to be the root of over 10 million Chinese Christians who now trace their faith back to the ministry of Watchman Nee, according to statistics that were compiled by the World Christian Database. Over 3,000 churches worldwide have used his teachings. He wrote 62 books. He was honored by the U.S. Congress in 2009, and he was honored in March of this year by the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. My point is this. If you believe in something, something that you have committed to in a deep sense, whether a matter of faith or a matter of principle or ideas about culture or whatever, then it's not enough to just shout words and walk away. There's no time in a world filled with social media posts and 24/7 sound bites for people who are shallow in their beliefs. You got to know what you believe. Become a student of what you believe. Be able to not just say it, but actually explain it. If you're questioned ever, be able to dialogue about it. If offended, be able to counter the offense with a reasonable response. And when told to be quiet, give strong consideration to speaking out anyway because you are rooted in what you understand and believe. Liberal arguments often defy reason. Liberal arguments often defy science. They defy the idea of faith, but they will shout those arguments nonetheless, and they'll shout even louder when you don't back down at first. But when they are truly faced, when liberals are truly faced with someone who has the strength of their convictions to match the statements that they're making, they don't know what to do with that. So the bottom line for here, folks, is I say gear up, study up, and speak up. Liberals are demanding our silence so often these days, I don't intend to go quietly in the night, and you shouldn't either. And there's 10 million Chinese Christians who are glad that Watchman Nee never stopped speaking up. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, Watchman Nee. He changed his name to Watchman Nee, N-E-E. You can look him up. I mean, there's plenty out there on the internet about him. There's a number of books that he's written. Obviously, they're still available. And like I said, there's 3,000 churches around the world that have been, you know, using his books as study guides, 10 million Chinese, and it all became sort of the legacy of a guy who just said, I can't stop speaking up. I'm just saying, whatever it is you believe in, whether it be faith or principle or politics or something, know what you believe, be willing to say it, and then don't go quietly. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a whole day like that. We'll be right back. I gotta wait.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you're texting in for the very first time, text the word Right Side. It'll send you back a little message saying, you like, welcome aboard, you Right Side ruffian. And give us your first name and where you're from, and we'll have you in the system. I mean, I'm seeing texts already in today from Paul from Huntsville, Paul from Athens. We got two Pauls. John from Decatur, Jeremy from Huntsville, David from Huntsville, Goose from up in Franklin, Tennessee. Anyway, appreciate all of y'all. And if you guys want to text in, anybody, go ahead. One text message, John from Decatur, referencing yesterday's show. Because yesterday, like the second hour, Boomer, I mean, the second hour just got bananas.
It was not just the second hour. I think it was all like... It was an hour and a half. It was like the last bit of the first hour, and then just, that whole second hour was
just like we did not own our own time at that point. We were just taking it all as it came,
enjoying it.
I did, man. We had phone calls and text messages and people making comments, and it was just hilarious. But it was great. But John from Decatur says, yesterday was like my high school geometry class. Get Mr. Bell to talk about fishing, and no geometry was learned. I responded back. I said, that was the same deal with my ninth grade algebra class. Asked Mr. Warren about computers. The class was over. That's back before computers were a big deal. We had this computer lab. You could see it from our math class. It was like through a glassed-in room, and it had the giant computers, you know, like refrigerators with tapes, you know, going back and forth, you know, and the big teletype machines. It was archaic. But yeah, Mr. Warren, I'll never forget that. Mr. Warren was convinced the world was going to computers. Well, he was right. Going to computers, it was going to be the wave of the future. All these things were going to happen. So we took turns. Like, literally, we'd come in and somebody'd say, man, I ain't got the homework done. Have you got it done? No. All right, your turn. Hey, Mr. Warren, do you really think computers are the wave of the future? Oh, let me tell you. And we did, and he would just go.
Let's go.
Like a 45-minute soliloquy on computers and the wave of the future. And then at some point, the bell would ring, and he'd go, oh, darn, okay. Well, just read chapter 3, and we'd all leave the room. Yes, I was one of those kids. All right, hey, listen, we got plenty going on, and still developing the cacistocracy segment that we're going to be doing. And so we're running the gamut of sound effects potentially. Boomer, you've been playing around with sound effects, I understand.
I was playing around with something today, and I actually got something.
You gonna give it a trial run?
Let's just try it out.
Hit
real quick.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit it.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a dreary society governed by its least suitable citizens. You are now entering the cacistocracy zone.
You're having too much fun.
I was having way too much fun.
All right, text lines are open. Text us what you got. Tell us if you like the cacistocracy zone, for that matter, the sound effect. Hey, we'll be doing some T-shirts at some point today, so stay tuned for that. We hit it, didn't we, Boomer? We hit the numbers?
We hit the numbers. Over 85,000.
Over 85,000 downloads of the podcast. Time to celebrate. We have don't try now. We'll tell you when.
Not yet.
Hold what you got. Hold what you got. Keep the powder dry. But we're gonna give away some T-shirts today in the celebration of 85. You know what? I don't know what big is, but that just feels huge to me.
85,000. I mean, that's pretty big.
I mean, I could probably go out there and look at somebody like Jack Posobiec or I don't know who, Joe Rogan, and I'm like, oh look, they got a million a day. But okay. Right Side Radio, though, we're less than a year old and just kicking right now and enjoying this, so I'm all good.
I think we could go for 100 before the end of the year.
You think? Well,
I think so. I think easy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is, where are we at? October what, 12th?
Yeah.
October 12th. I'm going to say by the end of November, we're at 100,000 downloads.
I think so. Yes.
And it's going to be time for more T-shirts at that point.
Yes, it is.
I mean, like, I don't know, steak dinners, something. Cigars. We're giving out cigars on Right Side Radio.
Cigars.
Yeah. Okay. We'll figure it out. Hey, by the way, if you want to check it out, the website, rightsideradio.org, that's where you can find all of our stuff. Every bit of our stuff's on there. So if I write a new op-ed, which I do every week, it comes out in about 15 different periodicals around the state. That's always posted. You can find that in the articles section. We got the live stream. Like right now, I look over there, and there I am, looking like I got bags under my eyes today, as a matter of fact, on the live stream. So the live stream of the show is on there, plus the audio. So if you get outside the overly broad range of our AM/FM capabilities all across the northern part of Alabama, just go there. You can click on Listen Live, hear the audio no matter where you are. We got the photo gallery. We got the ability to we got the books that we recommend. The ones that have been sort of impactful in my life are listed on there. We got the Right Side store. You can order your coffee mugs or T-shirts or Right Side socks, because Right Side socks are just cool and everybody needs Right Side socks. That's all on there. You can also send us a message on the show. By the way, if you ever want to advertise on Right Side Radio, understand this. We are a separate and distinct organization. It's a syndicated show, so we have our own advertisers. You are welcome to contact us. There's a place on there where it says advertising and contact. And, yeah, we sign people up. Like Mike, our sales guy, Mike, is out in the field today. And we just had a conversation with a group of medical clinics that may very well be signing up soon. A number of others are out there saying, hey, we like Right Side Radio, and we want to make sure we're on Right Side Radio. So, yep, if you want to, go to there, the website, rightsideradio.org, and we'll cover down on it. We got some new textures in the line. Adam from Decatur says he'll take a cigar, but for right now he wants a T-shirt for his wife. We're not there yet, Adam. Hang on, brother. It's coming. It's coming. We got somebody else that's joined in. Boom, we got to get a name from that one that just joined in. We don't have a name for that one yet. Jeff from Indiana is already texting. Hey, brother. He says, I think you need to devote 1 hour to what? To radio? I'm on 3 hours.
The new texter is Mama Boomer.
Mama Boomer? Oh, is that Mama Boomer?
That's Mama Boomer. She finally started the text thread.
So awesome.
Good. Way to go, Mom.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, that is Mama Boomer. I just recognized the phone number. Okay. And then Tracy from Athens says, about your sound effects, says, awesome sauce, Boomer, you're booming. So good stuff. All right, listen, we're going to come right back here in a minute. First part of the Triple Dipper, Farm Days. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, there's some amazing folks in the agricultural business. And an agribusiness is a business. And just like anything else, when government gets involved in your business, all up in your business, it can screw some things up. Well, it's amazing what farmers are having to put up with right now with new regulations, almost all of which are related to the Green New Deal. We'll tell you about that in a minute on Farm Days. That's D-A-Z-E, Farm Days. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.